incredible UFOs. Since I started to get interested in UFOs, over 60 years ago, I have heard some incredible stories about the capabilities of UFOs and some of the things they have done. One of the first things which impressed me was the fact our current understanding of physics cannot account for some of the movements of the UFOs. According to physics, no live being should be able to stand some of the harsh movements of the UFOs when they fly through the sky. It seems they can make any type of maneuver they want without having to worry about crashing or destroying the craft, and even more important, without being crushed by the pressure of gravity no matter what they do. Many physicists, instead of admitting they have superior physics to us and can build craft to dampen the effects of gravity somehow, have said there must be either robots flying them or they are drones controlled by artificial intelligence. Surely a craft which can fly to many different solar systems and maybe even other galaxies could have such advanced science that might be able to conquer the gravitational effect. Another burning question is how can a UFO split into many different craft as it is flying? Multiple witnesses have noticed this phenomenon. Are they multiple craft connected together and operate as one, but capable of splitting apart much as in Star Trek The Next Generation? The Enterprise was only able to split into two pieces. These craft can split into multiple pieces. Perhaps some super brain controls the material the craft is made from and can reconfigure it instantly into other crafts. It certainly is very puzzling. Related loosely to that is the fact there are UFOs out there which can change shapes while flying and morph into a completely different shape. A helicopter was seen doing the same thing and changing into a UFO. Apparently, the helicopter was not really a helicopter but a UFO which had previously changed to disguise itself. This presents a big problem to the military because disguised UFOs could be flying all over the sky disguised as commercial or private flights. Truthfully, I don't know why they would even bother disguising themselves, since we can't do anything about them anyway. Another incredible thing these UFOs can do is fly through the sun. Many of them have been caught doing this by a US telescope which is always aimed at the sun. UFOs have also been caught by the telescope doing which seems like sucking energy from the sun. There is no doubt if some way could be found to use the sun's energy, it would be great for UFOs because every star could be a filling station for them. But sucking energy from the sun is not all they do. Many have also been seen sucking up fresh water. I wonder what use they put this to? The beings inside the UFOs seem to know our every move. Think about this, they get to a launch just before it happens and sometimes follow the rocket. There are times when they get bolder and if the rocket is a military one, they have been known to knock it out of the sky. One UFO was seen shining a beam on one side, flying to the other side and flashing the beam again on the rocket and then taking a shot at the nose with a beam, resulting in the rocket going out of control and crashing. It was a test with a dummy nuclear warhead, so I think we were being sent a message. People working for SpaceX have said every launch has a UFO watching it. Some people say meeting with an extraterrestrial who flew to this planet would be like an ancient Greek meeting an astronaut today. I am sorry, but I have to disagree with that. If we met with an ancient Greek, we would still have some things in common. When we measure time, we realize some of the planets could have had life for billions of years. Even this planet could have and that life might have left for some reason. What could beings like that ever have in common with us? They might consider us so stupid, they would not even recognize us as intelligent life yet. Another amazing thing about some of the UFOs are their size. We have actually seen some in space which are as big or bigger than the Earth. What does this mean? Does it mean the craft can hold a population of billions of beings, or could it mean the beings inside are so big we couldn't imagine their size? Could there also be tiny UFOs flying around? We have seen some which are only the size of a basketball. Maybe they were only probes, but on the other hand just maybe there were tiny beings piloting them. We have to be ready for aliens in many different sizes. Some might smell bad, some might think we do. Some may have cultures whose greetings we think are disgusting and some who think ours are. Some beings might not even be solid and we may never figure out how to converse with some of them. For many years the human militaries on this planet have been trying to figure out how to build a flying submarine. The reason we never succeeded was the fact they would have to be too heavy to fly. There is also other problems with engines and such. Extraterrestrial UFOs have no such problem. They just merely fly into the water, sometimes without even slowing down. When they are under the water, they can move at least hundreds of miles per hour and maybe more. To come out of the water, they just fly out. In World War II, the Germans had plans drawn for a flying submarine, but it was never built. It never would have gotten off the ground anyway, and if it did, it would not have been able to go very deep or fast. I think the reason it was never built was the fact it didn't work. Will we ever be able to equal at least some of the things the UFOs can do? We seem to get more proficient every year. The area where we are sorely lacking is in space. Perhaps the aliens are waiting for us to reach some plateau in space before they welcome us into their associations. On the other hand, watching us fighting continuous wars with each other with more and more powerful weapons is giving them sick on thoughts, if they ever wanted us to join them.